Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Johnny Locatello. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Helf. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cliff Fannin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Cliff Fannin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Hamner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ralph Hamner. And now, play ball. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Locatello moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. There goes Berardino. The throw from Tresh to Appling, and Berardino is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. There goes Lobbs. The throw from Tresh to Appling, and Lobbs is out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf strikes out. One out. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Locatello takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-for-1 in the game. Helf hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-1 in the game. Fannin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Locatello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Locatello moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamner bunts for an out with unknown description. Tresh moves to second. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-2 in the game. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick strikes out. One out. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-for-2 in the game. Helf hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-2 in the game. Fannin takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Locatello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Berardino moves to second. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Berardino moves to third. Heath moves to second. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-2 in the game. Wells hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath, who is chasing the ball. Wells reaches third base with a triple. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh is walked intentionally. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamner bunts towards the mound. Fannin has Wells trapped. He runs over and tags Wells for the out. Tresh moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-3 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fannin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-for-3 in the game. Helf strikes out. One out. Cliff Fannin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fannin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fannin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Locatello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fannin moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fannin moves to third. Locatello moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-4 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fannin scores. Locatello moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing left field. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Helf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.